Craig Smith normally writes music, but now he's written a devotional, and it's based on something we all know pretty well, or at least we think we do. It's the Lord's Prayer. It's called Awake in the Dawn. Craig Smith joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd, and good morning to your listeners.
Craig, I love the fact that you've written a devotional based on the Lord's Prayer. When you were reading the Lord's Prayer, how did you get inspired to make a whole devotional about it?
Well, honestly, when I came to know Christ, which has been a very, very long time ago, and I knew that prayer was a very important part of that, I started looking for, is there some kind of pattern? Sometimes I need patterns. I'm a creative guy, so yes, I love free form, but I also, it's really good for me to have a pattern that I can follow. And, the Lord's Prayer is so very familiar, so honestly, I hate to confess this, but I would just read it knowing that it's a beautiful prayer that was Jesus, but I would pass over it. Then I began to think rightly, anything that God does always has depth and layers if we just are, if we slow up our pace enough and begin to glean from it. And so I looked at the Lord's Prayer and I thought about, okay, if I had been one of the disciples recognizing the effectiveness of the ministry of Jesus and recognizing the peace that he walked in and just kind of knowing what whatever was came his way, he knew how to field the pitch, if I can use that example.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to Jesus and just said, you know, we've been observing everything about your life. Teach us to pray like you pray, basically. And, and I think if I were the Lord and I had disciples, I would want those guys to have my absolute best outline. I'm not going to give them a B or C game. I'm going to give them my best.
Yeah.
So I think he gave all of us, including those early disciples, the best pattern. Not saying it's the only one, Todd, nor am I saying that even getting up early in the morning makes someone more spiritual than the next. But I know in my own life, I began to use the Lord's Prayer outline thinking, okay, well, he said to come to the Father first and just acknowledge his, who he is and his holiness before I get into this list of things that I ask. And then the next thing is like, kingdom and his will in my life, and then provision, which I think is provision to accomplish those first two things. Mm-hmm. So I started using that rhythm in my own early morning devotional time, Todd. And it has just been, and as I said, I want to make sure this is clear, not the only way to pray, but it's like, I think it's a great way to get consistency in your life prayer-wise. And then honestly, I started thinking, gosh, this is not only a prayer outline, but probably a great outline for your daily life, week after week, month into the years. Mm-hmm. God first, his will second. I mean, we live, the Western culture is such a self-absorbed culture. I mean, all of the information out there tries to direct Todd and Craig, do everything for yourself instead of like, man, how can I make the most of this day? And so I think it's the Lord's Prayer is also, it's an outline for great prayer, the most effective prayer life, but also maybe the most effective lived life, period.
Mm. It is intriguing that the disciples, after hanging out with Jesus for a while, said, hey, teach us to pray. Because sometimes we're like, teach us something new. You know what I mean? We want something new, something different. But this hasn't changed in thousands of years, and it seems to have been doing okay, right?
I think you're exactly right, Todd. I just feel like, particularly now, things that you and I read, we're looking for things that are going to place in our hearts hope and encouragement and certainty or security. And again, because the Father so lovingly and graciously sent Christ to live and create a roadmap for us, I think, man, he has given us something that's going to last not just through certain trending times, but it's something that's going to have duration, something that's a permanence and a permanence in success the way God defines it for us.
The devotional is called Awake in the Dawn, based on the Lord's Prayer, written by Craig Smith, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you, Todd.